Certainly did. I mean, they were packing the defence and they were doing it very well. And even though we had the breeze, we weren't mixing it very well between controlled carrying and getting the ball in. It was very difficult to ball in because they had a lot of men back, so we had to try and carry the ball. But I mean, making those decisions about when to carry and when to give, we just weren't great at it for 20 or 25 minutes. I suppose that was down to Louth marshalling that side of their game very well. But just before, I suppose, the last 10 minutes of the first half, we started to get a grip on the game. We got the few points that put a wee bit of daylight between us. And Tiernan McCann's goal before half time really was the most important score of the day, because it gave us a cushion that was very defendable in the second half. And it so proved that, you know, it gave us the cushion to be able to go forward rather than have to try and work harder to get those scores.
And he capitalised on their kickouts big time second half. I mean, won probably 95% of them.
Yeah, we did. I suppose we knew that, I mean, they took their time kicking them out in the first half and they weren't going that far, and we knew that in the second half with the breeze would be coming a greater distance, so we kind of put a few big men across the centre of the park that we could contest those kicks, and we were good around the breaks picking it up. If we didn't get it clean, we were good on the break. So yeah, and I suppose we had an injection of good players at half time too that had more experience maybe than some of the boys in the first half. So
what was the most pleasing aspect of the day, Mickey, for the last couple of days, Mickey?
Well, I suppose it's just the fact that there's a lot of new players in here, and we're trying to mould another team, if you like. And there's players putting their hand up to say that they are good enough to be part of this setup. And I suppose it's having that mix of experience and new people coming together to play well and playing the football that we like played, and being patient, because it's not always about sort of doing what you want to do right away. We had to be patient in that first half, and you know, if we'd have been driven by the scoreboard, we wouldn't have been in a good place after 25 minutes. But we weren't driven by the scoreboard, we were driven by trying to perform the way we wanted to and being patient enough to wait until that would happen.
You've seen a bit more of these new players coming through today. You know, some of them got extra game time. How do you feel about those and the potential that they have?
Well, that's why they're here. They have the potential to be here, and now is their chance to say they have the potential to stay. So, you know, it's early days yet. There's two games played. They've had some game time. Some of them had a game and a half. Some of them had maybe two halves. So that's always good, because that's in advance of the McKenna Cup when we can actually look at these players some more. So actually, we see it as two bonus games in preparation for the McKenna Cup, which is a preparation for the league, and that can only be good.
A possibility of seven games before you even play in the league. I mean, you know, when you have so many players that you're trying to integrate and give a chance to impress, it's great to have all that.
Yeah, well, we're only guaranteed three, so we'll tape our feet on the ground and say we're guaranteed three more games, and that'll be great, because that'll mean we'd have five games played before the league anyway, as we would like to have been in the final McKenna Cup. If we do well in those first three games, we'll have a fourth. If we do well in the fourth, we'll have a fifth, which add to the two we've had. Yes, that'll be brilliant. It'll be brilliant to have seven competitive games before we start the league, but that's not guaranteed. We're guaranteed three more, and we're pleased about that, because that gives us a total of five games before.
Queens in the first round, would you say that's an easy start to the McKenna Cup, or do you feel that they'll be a difficult opponent?
I wouldn't say that anybody's easy, because everybody's out to do the best they can. They probably have their eye on a Sigerson competition, and they want to be the best they can be in that, and they're going to give it their best. And you know, I would take everybody as seriously as the next, and it's about our preparation, about who we prepare for the games, about the attitude we bring to the game, that'll determine how well we do, regardless of the opposition. So we're looking for performance, and if we achieve that, then the scoreboard and the results will take care of themselves.
And which is more important, to win the McKenna Cup, or does it get those one or two extra games to prepare you for the league?
Both those things. It's important to get the two extra games, and it's important to win the competition. If you enter a competition, you enter it to win it, and we have given our best in the McKenna Cup the last 12 or 13 years. We've no intention of doing anything different this coming year. So yeah, we like to win trophies, and some people may think those trophies are not that big to win, but I'd rather be winning trophies than not winning any.
Is it a good end to an impressive year, or do you say it's a start to something different?
Well, I suppose you can call it a bit of both. You know, it's good to have these two competitive games before Christmas, and I suppose we can say last season, or this season that's just finished now, it was a mixed bag. Disappointing start in terms of the fact we got relegated, despite the fact having played reasonably well in Division 1 of the league, and then getting knocked out in the first round of the Championship could have set us back to a very bad season. But we regrouped, we recovered from all of that, and we arrived in a very good place, and probably could have been even better than that if things had gone a little bit different on the day. But that's all history now, and what the important thing is, can we build on last year's performance now? Because if we don't build on it, then it will not even be as good as we think it is just now.
Yeah. There's more pressure coming on you this year than there was last year, because maybe there wasn't as much expected of Tyrone, and they did get to the last four in the All-Ireland, so the pressure's there, and more difficult maybe to meet that?
Look, pressure's always there. If you're not doing well, pressure's there. If you're doing well, pressure's there. So, you know, if you're in this business of trying to win games at inter-county senior level, then there's pressure that goes with the territory. And for my part, that's good. People who perform well under pressure are good people to have around you.